Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bird Show.
All right, I got a real quick question for parents. Tommy, do I have time for this? Just a couple minutes? I do. All right. I mean, it's a really basic question, but I was talking to a friend of mine last week, and it made me ask the question that I think that parents fall into one of two different categories when it comes to conflict with each other in the home. Because I've heard this both ways. When parents divorce, some kids will go, I never saw it coming. Never saw my parents argue at all. And there are the other half that are like, oh my God, I was just so glad that my parents split up. They were fighting all the time, or the fighting used to make me really uncomfortable. So I think my question to you guys is, when you handle conflict with your significant other, husband, wife, do you argue in front of the kids, or do you sequester yourself to another room and they have no idea there's tension? 1-855-BIRD-SHOW.
Never saw my parents fight. So my parents divorced much later. I mean, they divorced after 23, 24 years of marriage. But like growing up, I have zero recollection of them ever fighting. But as we got older, I also have zero recollection of them showing affection. So I think that's a two-prong thing. So, because they slept in separate rooms, because my dad is such a heavy snorer. So, I mean, that was just always a given. But, yeah, I had a great childhood, but I don't even think it's not even so much about like fighting in public and fighting in front of the kids. It's also, are you showing affection in front of the kids?
I don't know why my knee jerk reaction is when like Tiff and I are having any kind of tension at all. It's like, nope, that's for another room. Mm-hmm. I don't want Eliza to see it. I don't want my kids to see it also. But I'm wondering if that's not authentic. Like maybe they should see you like having those little things.
If it's a tense discussion or a disagreement, we stay in the same room with the kids.
You do.
But it doesn't escalate into a fight. Like a fight to me is screaming, like shouting, maybe slamming doors. And I've had those with my husband. That's not in front of the kids. Because what we want to do is model for Hazel and Max that it's okay to have disagreements with a partner. Mm-hmm. And here's how you would handle it. And it's okay to get tense. And even Hazel will be like, take a deep breath. Because we are teaching her to
She'll say that?
Yeah, because we're teaching her when she feels angry, like how to deal with her emotions and take a deep breath to calm yourself down. So we'll do that. And then we'll model like that with her. You know, we make a big show of it. But I want her to know it's okay to have disagreements and come to a conclusion and speak respectfully to your partner. Now, if we can tell it's going to be more contentious and we're not going to end up on the same page, we'll cut the argument short and then we'll pick it up again later.
If my 3 or 4 year old said, take a breath, it would stop the argument for me immediately. It would 100% stop it for me.
It makes me happy because it means she's listening. And I've let her see me cry before, not at like, not because of an argument, but just in general. And she'll be like, it's okay to be sad sometimes, which is what we teach her when she cries. I want her to know it's okay to feel the feelings. It's what you do next that matters after you feel those feelings.
How old is she?
3.5.
3.5. And she is far more emotionally mature than I am. And it's like not even close.
Oh, I'm sure some child psychologist will call up and be like, you are ruining her.
No. Hey, Essence, good morning. You're part of the Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning, guys. Good morning. Thank you so much for taking my call. I love you guys. I listen every day.
I appreciate you calling.
Absolutely. So, when my husband and I are disagreeing and it's escalating to an argument, we sequester ourselves to a different room. Mm-hmm. We do not argue in front of our children under no circumstances because we don't want them to feel as if they need to pick a side based off what they hear and the content of the argument. So we'll go to the garage, which is the furthest corner of the house, and we'll even turn on the radio in the car and open the doors so that we can only hear each other.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I just don't want them to feel like, well, dad did something to mom did something to dad. Let's take a side. Because I've been in previous relationships and I did not block them from the arguments and they did pick sides. And I have 3 adult daughters and we still don't do it in front of them either. So, no.
Really great points here. And in our house, I mean, it's always going to be because we're dealing with stepkids also. Hollis is always going to take my side. Eliza will always take Tiffany's side, no matter what. So that would eliminate that altogether. But I think that's a really good point.
Yeah, no, it is a good point. I mean, Bart and I, we haven't had any arguments in front of Jimmy. If anything, I've explained to him, like, I want to make sure he sees the affection, which is why I'm like, he and I never got each other Christmas gifts before. We always go on a trip. But I was like, I want him to see us give each other things so he knows what that looks like. And so we've made a more conscious effort of showing gratitude and appreciation of each other in front of him.
Do you ever remember your parents getting in a major fight in front of you?
All the time. I think they think that they tried to keep it from us and me, but they didn't do a good job of it. I heard a lot of them.
Yeah. What's so funny is the parents that had the biggest fights, like threw plates and broke good things, Lord. Were the one that stayed together.
You're right.
But why? I've said this before, like the bragging rights of, oh, my grandparents stayed together for 75 years, but they hated each other for 50 of them.
Broke a lot of dishes in 75 years.
It's the Bird Show.
The Bird Show.